City Radio with Kyle Hunt from the RenegadeTribune.com and RenegadeBroadcasting.com. So let's cover this real quick. Don't you love how when an attack happens, Kyle, like the pressure cooker deal, like the 5K Semper Fi run in New Jersey, and then all the people in the alt media, ISIS claimed responsibility. And then every time we see how ISIS claimed responsibility, it's through Rita Kotz over at Site or Memory or Camera. It's all these Jewish outlets that supposedly translate Arabic and give it to us Goy. It just gets on my damn nerves that everybody from the Gateway Pundit to Jones to WorldNet Daily, Breitbart, the whole gang of these kosher so-called alt-right people. Oh, my God, ISIS claimed responsibility. And then you dig through it, it's like it always comes from the same sources.
Well, here's what's crazy. If I was to be somebody who's translating ISIS communications, translating the Arabic, if I was to be doing this, and if I was to be releasing ISIS propaganda videos before ISIS has released them, you'd think that maybe some kind of intelligence agency or law enforcement agency would come and question me. Yeah. But when a Jewess does it, when she releases ISIS videos before ISIS and has a complete lowdown on exactly what they're doing and where and what they've claimed responsibility for, no, she's just an asset. She is a patriot doing good work here for exposing this. You know, it's fantastic.
The stuff is getting so retarded. The orange jumpsuit apparatus. Now they got people hanging, like, you know, sides of beef and bleeding them out in orange jumpsuits. Where are all the damn orange jumpsuits coming from? I just want to know.
Well, business is booming for orange
jumpsuits.
Yeah. And they sell them to prisons. They sell them over there to ISIS. You know, it's just... I actually used to have a guy on the network who would call in. He wasn't actually on the network, and he would talk about the Nazis in the Antarctica wearing orange jumpsuits. I don't know why he put them in orange jumpsuits, but apparently he could channel them telepathically. I just ended up dropping his calls, but yeah. Orange jumpsuits are going down to those Antarctica Nazis as well. You heard it here first, folks.
Now, let me do this. I got Mr. Producer, get clip 3 ready. This is Michael Savage. Okay, Michael Wiener Savage. Now, here's what's so crazy, Kyle, and I'm seeing this under the surface, this whole thing, when you kind of try to tap the zeitgeist, whatever you want to call it, try to get down into what everybody's doing and kind of get a feel for it. A Jewish guy like Savage, he's basically realizes that the narrative, the jig is up, basically. And he's even throwing Wolf Blitzer and George Soros under the bus, okay? And so Savage was on Jones the other day, and I was watching that clip, and he's really going off on the communists and Obama being the slickest front man for communism that's ever been and blah, 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 blah. But Savage goes into some crap the other day, and I want to thank Fred, one of my listeners, who sent me this. And unfortunately, I deleted the mail, but I found it doing research for the show tonight. And I wanted to play a little bit of this for you, Kyle, so to where we can kind of, you know, banter back and forth, because Savage is this pretty big talk show guy, Jewish, San Francisco, you know, botanist, the whole nine yards, and smart guy, but to triangulate off of where he's going with this, with the alt-right, I think this will be pretty good. So let's hit clip 3, Mr. Producer.
Now remember, I'm on no television shows. I'm not on Fox or none of the others. She is, because they're part of the government media complex. They're one and the same. They're as Vesti or Pravda for her. And that's what Wolf Blitzer does for a living, the shameful little man who's a shanda to his family name. And, of course, to the Jewish people. I do that on purpose, for the Jews who listen to the show know what I just said. That is a code insult. When you say to a Jewish man, you're a shanda to your family name and to your people, that's the gravest insult you can lay upon a liberal Jew. Because even liberal Jews understand what they become when you call them a shame to their people and to their name. You know, the Jewish people come from a tradition that I can summarize in a sentence you probably never heard anywhere. You know what it is? To the Hebrew, the word is the deed. I'll bet you never heard that one. That's an old saying in the Christian literature, in Christian literature, probably from Shakespeare. I don't know who wrote that. But an old friend of mine who's a fine printer once had it in his print shop. To the Hebrew, the word is the deed. And the word is very important, or has been very important. We're not applying this to George Soros. We wouldn't consider him a member of the tribe. We would consider him one of the type that crucified Jesus, in my opinion. Think about what they did to Jesus in the old days. There was a Sanhedrin. Do you know what that was? Those were the judges. They were the lawyers of today in black robes. The Sanhedrin were those who judged Jesus and judged whether he should be crucified. Now, not all of the judges said crucify the man for being an apostate, meaning for being a rebel. But a majority of those judges said crucify Jesus. Do you get this one? Oh, this is a real tough one that I'm doing now. Nobody would dare do this topic. You're not supposed to talk about it, I think. But think of what I'm saying. But there were judges, ancient Hebrew judges, who said, no, don't crucify the man. He didn't do anything wrong. But then the Soros-like judges said, do it. You get it? So there were corrupt members of all peoples, as there are today. You can't overcategorize based on race or religion. You cannot do that. You could draw stereotypes if you want. And sometimes stereotypes are accurate, sometimes they are not. So anyway, the point I'm making is that guys like Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, are shames to their people, in my estimation. They are the type that did that terrible thing of lying for the government. And, you know, lying for an overall-bearing government leads to deaths of people, deaths of their careers, electronic lynching. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, the electronic lynching of Donald Trump is a well-known fact. And this electronic lynching is occurring because of the Sanhedrin that exists today. Again, this is some new topic, all new ground. We're now going over fresh snow. There are no tracks ahead of me.
Pause it there, Mr. Producer.
Oh, my God.
Isn't this crazy?
This is one of the craziest audios I've heard. I mean, and this is the guy who in 2013 on the Alex Jones show, the first time he appeared, said he was something of a renegade broadcaster. This is a year after Renegade Broadcasting came out. So I knew he was tapping into what's going on with the Jew-wise pro-white alternative media. We were pretty much one of the main outlets then. And, you know, he is just... I mean, he goes almost overboard with it. Sometimes you're like, are you kidding me? This is ridiculous.
Think about this, Kyle. Look at him pulling the heartstrings of basically his Christian listeners, saying that Soros and Blitzer are the kind of guys that crucified Jesus.
George Soros killed Jesus, essentially, is what. Well, but, what he's doing mainly here, though, is saying, hey, listen. You found out there are bad Jews. I understand that. We understand that. Right. Those people are a shame to Jewry. They're not, you know, the real Jews. Right. The real Jews are the good Jews, like me and like those other honest Jews that are out there. But he's really trying to push the whole there are good Jews too narrative. Because, I mean, and it's a great thing that they've got to this point where they have to have somebody like that say, hey, listen, no, we're not all bad.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean, the Sanhedrin, they're messed up people.
Yeah, it's wild because it's just like we're getting to a point now where for a guy like Wiener Savage to even maintain any legitimacy, that he has to start throwing tribe members under the bus as kind of sacrificial lambs, even if it's rhetorically, he has to do this to maintain his legitimacy in the kind of right wing, because the right wing has gotten to the point where it's like, hey, wait a minute, the Federal Reserve's a bunch of Jewish guys, Stanley Fisher, you had to grab him from the Bank of Israel to come run the Fed with Janet Yellen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and then I think what's important to point out here is that when he says this whole Shanda for the family, mm-hmm. That's there might be something along those lines within the whole Yiddish speak, but the one I know of is Shanda for de Goyim, which means that their embarrassing or criminal behavior is only such because they were found out. You made us look bad in front of the Goyim. Mm-hmm. Not that what you're doing is wrong. Fleece the Goyim by all means. Rape, kill, murder. What, you know, just that's fine, but you got caught. It's a Shanda for de Goyim. And hey, it's
hard how about this point? How about this point where he's saying this is fresh new ground? No, it ain't, brother. We've been doing this for
the wiener, yes, it is that he's actually going to, you know, mention some of these the workings of the Jews. But you know, he like all other good Jews out there, and I say good Jews, I mean good for the Jews. Jews, the good Jews to us are they're bad Jews. The good Jews out there, they want to ensure that people understand that Jewry is divided against itself. They want people to think, oh, come on, rabbis don't agree. They can never agree, you know. We're always arguing amongst each other. But actually, there was a good clip that was put out, and people can find this. It says, I closed that clip, whatever. The point is that it's this woman talking about how she got, 2,100 rabbis to all agree to sign. Sign a pledge for, you know, supporting
refugees.
Basically open borders in the United States. And they say this time and again. They've admitted what their number one agenda is, like this the Zionist Jew for the Public Affairs Committee, JCPA, I think it is, you know, saying that their number one thing on their agenda, they have two big goals. One of them is to open up the borders to the U.S. and just let them all in, essentially, is what he says. And then also to fight against BDS. Because BDS is just so inherently evil. Yeah. And it's not about, you know, settlements or not. It's about these people don't want Israel to exist. And so, of course, he wants to open up the borders to the U.S. and all Western countries while closing down Israel's borders and maintaining all of their rights as a sovereign nation. It's just these
Kyle,
people are
– Let me ask you this. What happened to all those Jew environmentalists? Now you want to open all the borders of all these countries. What's that going to do to the environment? Nobody wants to talk about that. Go ahead.
That was my show last week when I had on an Indian guy named Frank Raymond. We were talking about these people in the Green Party in Canada and elsewhere, where they love the environment so much that they're importing all of these non-whites to come and wreck it. They have no concerns for the environment. Look at the trail of trash that was left by the Arab refugees. These people aren't environmentalists. The white people are the real environmentalists. They're the ones that are going out there doing all sorts of silly things to save the whales, save the owls, save whatever, except for save the white people. For some reason, they don't value white people as some kind of distinct subspecies that's even worth saving. It's a sickness in the head. Their number one objective is to basically just destroy that which has produced them, that which has room for somebody who's an environmentalist as an actual profession. You know, it's you look at the way that some of these other people in the world treat animals. Oh, I mean, we do it pretty damn bad with our factory farming, but it has to be done behind closed doors. When people actually see it, they object to it and they find other ways to eat meat, or they don't eat meat at all. But in the other countries, they just openly boil dogs, you know, in China, and just do all sorts of torturous things to their animals. It's just, but we're supposed to welcome all these people into our lands. They're supposed to be our great allies, and you know,
hey, then Fido disappears, and you got the local Vietnamese restaurant serving you food.
Yeah, people don't get the reality of what actually goes on with the whole diversity and multiculturalism. But Michael Wiener Savage, bringing it back to him, he is a borders language culture guy. He actually said that people who want to preserve America for white European interests are going to be relegated to the dustbin of history when he was dealing with the term conservative. So he is one who wants very much a Jewish universalist on the right wing. And it's not going to be your ally, even
him
though
and,
he's...
Him and Front Page Mac, David Horowitz, they're like really similar.
Or Ezra Levant, even.
Yeah. So let's, Mr. Producer, let's resume a little bit of that vid with Savage.
There are no tracks ahead of this dog because I'm the lead dog on the sled. Let me tell you that. The lead dog on the sled of ideas has just said something new to you. You haven't heard that on another show, and you won't. I don't expect you to. I pride myself on original ideas. So having said that, we come back to the issue of Trump and how they're smearing him. None of what they've attached to him is true. How can you take a man whose daughter converted to Judaism, is married to an Orthodox Jewish man, whose grandchildren are Jewish and call him an anti-Semite, unless you are one of those Sanhedrin types that crucify Jesus? You see what I'm saying? You
get it? See that?
You like that? You like those fresh rail marks in the snow? Well, think about it very carefully. So I think I what I'd really like to do right now is play like Sympathy for the Devil. I just got like a song in my head, and I'm not Judy Garland. I just want to hear Sympathy for the Devil, because this song has lyrics which explain the Wolf Blitzers, the Jake Tappers, and the others in the media who are acting in a fashion that we've seen since the beginning of recorded history. They are the Sanhedrin of today.
Nice to meet you.
You can stop it.
Choo-choo. Oh, I've done a breakdown of this before. I can't believe you brought that up. Sympathy for the Devil is literally about Jews.
Yeah.
You know, who killed JFK, right? Who killed the Tsar and his ministers? Yeah. We know about this now. Yeah. We know Jew, you know, what's my name? It's all coded. People want to look at that. It's so freaking obvious that it's about Jews.
Yeah.
Sympathy for the Devil. The devil. Let's think about World War II. Who is the real devil there? Who was making all the profits? Who won? Who won World War II? They got Israel out of it. They won the Holy Land in that crusade. Well, so many Goyim died. And they were protected in their camps. Yeah, a few of them died. A few hundred thousand compared to tens and tens and tens of millions of other people. But they are the devil. Honestly, when you consider some of the characteristics that were given of the devil, Who's ruling the vice industries? It's the devil. And we have been so stupid to be indoctrinated to have such sympathy for the devil, cry so many tears over all the suffering of our devil. It's just so sick when you really start to get it.
But it's wild to have Savage throw this concoction together. I mean,
it is.
It's freakish, isn't it?
It is. It is, and I think it's a testament to how far we've come in pushing this out there to people that now he's feeling the need to do this. Not, he's not blazing any new ground. He's just leaking a little bit of what we have been doing for years and years. He is the essence of that limited hangout and controlled opposition.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like basically to maintain even some sense of legitimacy, he has to squeak out a little bit of, he has to blurb out a little bit of truth and then kind of make it seem like, hey, I'm not on board with this Sanhedrin agenda, man. These guys are Christ killers. You see what I'm saying? It's just like, wow.
You know? If you side with the left, you essentially are a Christ killer just like George Soros.
Right. Well,
oh, thank you, right-wing Jews are just, you know, our greatest
ben
ally.
Ben Shapiro, baby. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
With Kyle Hunt from Renegade, Tribune.com, RenegadeBroadcasting.com. So we got a short segment right now, and I want to show you the illness of the people in control right now. This is Cass Sunstein's wife, Samantha Power. So after we bomb the Syrians, now the Israelis have been pounding the Syrians for years now under the surface, and our media won't report it. The Israelis go drop bombs on Syria constantly. But so the Russians, now who knows what's going on here? There's so many layers to the Russians and their involvement in Syria and the rest of it. But this is like the ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, Cass Sunstein's old lady. And just listen to her mental illness when she's doing a press conference. Mr. Producer, let's hit clip 12. This is just hilarious. Go ahead.
Well, tensions between the U.S. and Russia simmering overnight after reports the U.S. airstrikes may have accidentally hit Syrian military forces just hours ago. The U.N. Security Council holding an emergency meeting at Russia's request. The United States expressing regret, saying the target appeared to be ISIS terrorists, and then slamming Russia for what it calls an outrageous political stunt. Listen.
Seriously? And they're calling this emergency meeting? Really? Imagine how often this council would be meeting if we were to gather every time the regime or Russia struck a hospital or a school.
The ceasefire agreement in Syria's civil war is still fragile, but it is holding.
All right, you can stop it there.
Tensions.
So So here's the thing, Kyle. So Dr. Assad, Western-trained ophthalmologist, really not even near where his old man was as far as being a pretty hardcore iron-fisted dictator, lets everybody, you know, live secular leader, Christians, Orthodox, Druze, all kinds of things. He's going to bomb his own hospitals, you see, Kyle, because Samantha Power says so. And she's going to talk like some airheaded bimbo. Really? Seriously? This vernacular that we have to deal with, you know, just when we run into people on a daily basis. Our UN ambassador is going to sit there and talk like that.
That was incredible, but also the chutzpah of this woman, when the United States and Israel are just the notorious countries for bombing both hospitals and schools. Yeah. The
United Doctors States without borders? Doctors without borders? Yeah.
The United States has bombed so many damn hospitals, it's hard to even keep track of it. All the damn time. Schools, too, and the Israelis, I mean, they target them relentlessly. They will time their bombing to when schools are letting out so they could kill as many children as possible. I mean, it's just disgusting. That was the essence of Operation Cast Lead. But
come on, Kyle, it's just mowing the lawn, buddy.
For Samantha, for this woman, for this disgusting excuse of a woman to go out there and talk like this, it's just so disgraceful. It's kind of like that. There's a former press secretary who was saying, you know, the transparency in government.
State Department spokesman, his last day, and he sits there. Hey, and for all the interns here on our last day of transparency and democracy. I mean, it's pathetic. It's great, though, but it's silly.
It shows what a joke and just a disrespectful and unrespectable organization that this criminal mafia that's ruling over us has become, that they're just so outwardly grotesque. They're embracing their role as just the villain now.
The Bolsheviks would be embarrassed to these people. That's how bad it is. We'll see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio. That was a legendary metal band from Canada called Voivod, and that was called Ravenous Medicine. That's about testing on animals and how insidious and sick it is. All the crap. You know how many animals are sitting in laboratories right now in cages suffering due to people like Gillette and all these other corporations that test everything on animals? That's what The Ravenous Medicine by Voivod from Canada. Great song. You should check it out.
First policy of the National Socialist that they enacted was to stop vivisection. All unnecessary tests upon animals. They stopped experimenting with animals.
Yeah, I mean,
they outlawed kosher slaughter. Yeah. I mean, they eliminated fox hunting. I mean, these were real environmentalists and legitimately good people. They were all into the organic lifestyle way before anybody here in the West.
Yeah, and you know, and
in the United States at least.
It's pretty fascinating to watch The Greatest Story Never Told, and you see these little baby deer coming up to Hitler and eating out of his hands. It's pretty fascinating, man. You know, it's just wild to how everything's been turned completely upside down. You know, Kyle, I had a black dude I work with just out of the blue, and he's got a cousin that's into kind of all alternative research. You know what he said to me? He's like, you've seen the greatest story never told. Black dude. And he's a big old burly, like, kick your teeth in black dude, like probably 280 pounds, like raised in the hood of St. Louis. And he's like, you ever seen that greatest story never told? I was like, we started to talk, and I was like, oh, yeah, I seen it. It's pretty wild how things are getting out there to where even people that you would have never thought would, you know, latch on to something are being exposed to things. And so, you know, things look dark. Things look, I mean, all the false flags are pulling on us, all these operations, and they're, you know, the NFL psyops, the Black Lives Matter, the, you know, Roger Goodell, Kyle, the owner, basically the head of the NFL, is saying, oh, I support all these guys doing that. You can't figure out it's a damn psyop, people. And but it's still nice when somebody comes up to you like, yeah, you seen that greatest story I'd ever told? It was a black dude. And I'm like, wow. I mean, it's so freaky to hear somebody come up to me and say that. I'm like, yeah, dude, I know what it's about.
Well, you know, I was discussing this last night in the roundtable. They've really enforced all these different dialectics upon us, where, yeah, you know, it's left versus right, man versus woman, up versus down, north versus south, east versus west. It's all these different things that divide the goyim. Pepsi versus Coke, you know, choose your side, let's go head to head. And what the real dialectic is that's running the show while we're playing these different little competitions, these little games that divide us back and forth, the real dialectic is Jew versus Gentile, or rather Jew versus Goyim, as they call us. And if we were to realize that that's the game being played, and the different people of this world were to realize that this is the most important one that is affecting them, then, well, they'd be vastly outnumbered in this game while they keep us all divided. And I don't mean we all need to unite. We're all one, yeah, world citizen, blah, blah, blah. What I'm saying is we understand that the biggest game that's screwing us is this Jew versus Gentile game. And they view us all as their cattle, as their slaves. And it says so in their good books, and that they want to see a world where they rule over us ruthlessly. Yeah. If people figured this out, I don't think that this small percentage of the planet would be able to continue very long in any capacity anywhere in the world. The cat's out of the bag.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like they get their little rocks off watching us all fight as well, which is really just gets me pissed. It's because it's like, look, there's enough poison and toxicity already that resides within all of our souls. But then you got this exterior force that likes to capitalize on stirring the pot. That's what really gets me angry about the whole thing. It's like, dude, look, we've all got defects in our character, and all of us have to deal with, you know, our daily struggle in life. But then you got this bunch of creeps that basically they get a nut off of watching us all whack each other. That's what gets me really just angry.
Yeah. Well, I've said it so many damn times. It doesn't matter what they put forth as, you know, the multicultural agenda. They don't care if we actually accept it or not, as long as either the whites are bred out or there's a goy versus goy conflict, which kills most of them out. They're happy either way. It doesn't really matter to them, as long as the objective is the same. And that's what the whole goy versus goy conflict leads to. That is, it doesn't matter what it is, the dialectics that are being played, black versus white. In the end, it's only serving one force in this world. It's not good for the black people. It really isn't. Especially, yeah. I mean, even if they win, even if they were to win that conflict, I don't think there's any way they would possibly win. But even so, what will they inherit? What will they be able to create?
Mogadishu on the Western Hemisphere, is that, that's what it is.
Worldwide Detroit, you know, they have that whole fear, yeah, of a black, yeah, black planet, you know, remember, yeah, the public. What would it really be like? It would be Planet of the Apes. It would be worse than that. They wouldn't be acting far worse than that. You look at what they do in Liberia. I mean, it's the cannibal warlords. Vice actually did one decent documentary, at least.
They did another good one about the rabbis up in Brooklyn raping kids in the mikvah, too. Yeah. That was pretty good.
Well, the point is, it wouldn't be all sunshine and rainbows with either Jews, blacks, or, you know, even Asians ruling over this world. We don't need a unipolar world at all. But if you were to have one group that was actually setting the agenda for things, considering all I know about white people, it wouldn't be a bad choice, but we're taught to think that the white man is just the most inept, just evil, selfish person imaginable. Furthest thing from the truth.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to run this one by you, and I just stumbled across this tonight, but this is very alarming to me, Kyle. Mr. Producer, get clip 17 ready. This is about veterans, and I've noticed this in my personal and professional life, that they want to document who is a veteran, okay? And I'm like, wait a minute, why do you want to know what branch everybody served in, you want to know who's a vet, and this is going on, and then I'm seeing this. Let's hit clip 17.
And if you know a veteran or are related to one, you need to call them and tell them do not, under any circumstances, participate in this crap, okay? So we have this veteran document ID cards, okay? And the article that I actually had up before, that was this exact article, but it said as of September something, it was September 15th. They have a new program from September 15th to September 23rd. So previously, you had to be a veteran that had been injured in combat, injured while in service, retired, or a reservist or active duty to have an ID card. And now they want all veterans to come, and we can all get ID cards all of a sudden. Some person in the government, out of the warmth of their heart, decided they wanted to give something away free to us. Bull crap, okay? I'm starting to get irritated. I'm going to try and calm down a little bit, okay? All you have to do is bring your DD-214, which has every stitch of information about you on it. But that's not going to be good enough, because you have to bring your, let's see, bring your DD-214, bring two forms of identification, bring a valid driver's license, a certificate of birth, social security card, a valid U.S. passport, a valid conceal and carry permit if you have one, or an identification card from the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. One of the forms of identification must have a photo ID. The cost of the document is, what's that say right there? Really? Really. And this is why it's significant, because this is a psychological, this whole thing right here was dreamed up by psychologists.
It was all right, so you can stop it there, Mr. Producer, but we're seeing moves here, Kyle, where they want to get their hands on as much information on every one of us out here that served in the military. Now they want to just magically give us all an ID that was usually, you know, for retirees and injured vets. You know, like I didn't get injured and blah blah blah, I don't have any military ID. But now all of a sudden they're opening this up to where, hey, if I produce like a hair on my rear end and three forms of identification and my concealed carry, I can get me a military ID that shows that I serve, rah rah rah, pound my chest. What do you think about that?
Well, hopefully they have a voluntary iris scan and a saliva sample as well, so it can just be that much extra official. What was the cost that the guy was mentioning in the video? Was it like $666 or something?
I don't know. I didn't. $1. Oh. Yeah. But you see, they're sucking all the vets in. At the same time, Trump and, oh, I love the vets, and we're going to expand everything for the vets, and
well, he wants that biometric.
Yeah, remember that?
He wants the biometric immigration plan. Well, why not institute it with everybody else too.
I mean, about these three attacks that just happened, so-called attacks that just happened. Think about the expansion of biometrics. Think about, it's just like, gosh, the Republicans, like Sensenbrenner out of Wisconsin, this guy was one of the four front members of trying to get this real ID, the United States ID. The Republicans, folks, are not our friends. Okay, they're some of the most big brother, up your wazoo types out here. And so Jones and McInnes and all the alt-right, hey, God, Trump, man, he's going to come save us from the Orwellian big brother, commie Democrats, and they're going to give us what? Commie light, neocon, Trotskyite commie light, collectivism, where, hey, because of the evil Muzzies, we all got to do our biometric scan. It's just, it's our duty, you see. Go ahead.
They don't even need it. They've got the Israeli faceception, along with the Jewish Facebook. They've got enough to basically, along with the NSA, all the scans that they do, they've just been grabbing so much information. They can just take your webcam feed, and they've got you. They've got everyone. They just want to roll it out as official. Oh, look, you know, we've got this CCTV footage of whoever might have done this, but because we don't have a good enough biometric database, we have no idea who it is.
Yeah. Kyle, I wanted to do this. I wanted to play this Jewish guy, darling of the Christian Zionist, right? I played it a couple times, and I wanted to run it by you, Mr. Producer. This is about the greater Israel expansion, and we got a couple minutes left for the break. Hit clip 13 real quick.
Russia is going to have to withdraw. When Russia withdraws, ISIS will kill all the Jews, the Christians, the Shiites in Lebanon, in Syria. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to come to Israel and say, Israel, you have to defend us. Nobody else will. The world's not going to defend us. America is supporting the annihilation of the Christians in the Middle East. And Vladimir Putin is the savior of the Christians in the Middle East. So if Russia or Putin withdraw, then the onus is going to fall on Israel. And I predict, I don't want to say prophecy, not prophecy, that Israel will be called in by the four primary ethnic groups of Lebanon, by the ethnic groups of Syria. Israel's borders will expand to the north and northeast. Either that or ISIS wins. ISIS then takes over Jordan. Same story. Israel has to move east.
Yes.
ISIS then takes Saudi Arabia. They kill the king of Saudi Arabia and the royal family. They blow up the oil wells and they blow up the Black Stone. If they blow up the Kaaba, the Black Stone, that's the end of Islam. If they blow up the oil wells, that's the end of Islam.
You can stop it there. Kyle, you heard me play this probably a couple times, but this is an entirely another layer to the Greater Israel Project that I didn't look at, but when I heard Avi Lipkin, a.k.a. Victor Mordecai, say this on a Christian Zionist kind of prophecy program, it really gave me another kind of angle on it to where, okay, on top of Israel supporting ISIS and the usual suspects out of the city of London and D.C. supporting ISIS to destabilize and create this fake caliphate, at the same time they're using it as like this boogeyman scare tactic to where some of these minority groups in the Middle East, the Orthodox Christians, the Druze, and so forth, like he was saying, are going to say, Israel, come expand your borders and come save us from the evil ISIS, which was created by the Israelis anyway. They don't know that, unfortunately, because of mind control and just like disinformation. But isn't that pretty damn fascinating to realize on the other side of the coin, what we've been watching, the expansionist kind of Israeli apparatus moving. Now you've got like these kind of darlings of the Christian Zionist movement saying it'll be good for all the minorities, especially the Christians, because see, the Israelis will protect the Christians. They've got just such a great track record with Christians. I mean, yeah. It's pretty wild, isn't it?
Just ignore Bolshevism, right? But,
right.
That wasn't a prophecy. That was a plan he was laying out there. That's the whole problem, reaction, solution that they've just been experts at. It's their playbook, and they lay it out for you, you know. But most people just don't get it. They're not listening. They, even if they were listening, they wouldn't understand what this guy is saying.
So the Palestinian Christians, Kyle, see, they've had it so good under Israeli protection. You see what I'm saying? See, the rest of the Middle East is gonna be rock and roll. It's gonna be parties and chicks and bikinis and the rest of it. Because guess what? The Israelis treat the Palestinian Christians just oh so great. You see what I'm saying?
Well, okay, listen. The Israelis might not be great in the way that they treat people. You know, everybody that's not them, even some of their own, the way that they treat some of their darker ones. Listen, that's okay. It's not great, but it's not as bad as ISIS. Lesser
right,
of two evils.
Right.
You got two choices here. You can have the Israelis or you can have ISIS. Come on, make a choice.
You can have the Israeli Effendi masters, or you can have those evil Wahhabist Takfiri guys who are just so brutal. You see, you got a choice between bad and worse.
They put them in all black, and then they're over there as the great white light shining as that beacon of hope in the Middle East, the only democracy, our greatest ally.
I mean, ignore the King David Hotel, the Levant Affair, the USS Liberty, Jonathan Pollard, Rachel Corrie, 9/11. They've turned over a new leaf, Kyle. See, they're gonna be the great Effendi that are really altruistic and just love humanity, especially the goy. They're going to love humanity, and they're going to flip over a new leaf when they get total control of the planet, you see. And the Machiavellian machinations that they've been practicing over the centuries, that's just up to the time where they consolidate power. And then you'll see the real Effendis that have the best interest for humanity at heart. Don't you understand that, Kyle?
The only reason that they've been so violent is because we've been resisting them.
Right.
I mean, that's it. Is once we actually just lay down all of our arms and everything, then we can finally have the peace. It will be Pax Judaica.
Right, and, Kyle, then they're going to stop the white genocide. Don't you understand? Once they consolidate control over everything, they're going to say, okay, we were just doing that so you guys would let us have power. All you white people, we're just going to leave you alone and let Sweden become a nice place again, and Norway, your beautiful architecture and your homes and your beautiful landscapes, we're going to leave that alone now, you see?
Well, I think that they will leave it alone. We just need to side with the right Jews, the right-wing Jews, the good Jews.
Cernovich.
Cernovich and all these other ones who are speaking up now for white interests. Yeah, right. I think that's the way to go. Breitbart will lead us towards that future, even though it was conceived in Israel. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I hope we've deprogrammed some people from that mental illness tonight. We've got a few minutes left, but
I can't wait for these Jews just to take complete control of the planet. It will be much better than it is now. I mean, you know.
I think that, you know, everything, the environmental catastrophes are going to stop. Once they get control, global warming is going to go away. Because, see, it's just going to be such a blessing for humanity to be under the Sanhedrin and the Noahide system. You got to realize, man, this is where it's at for everybody. Noahide all the way, because then, see, the planet will be blessed.
God's chosen will be elevated to their proper status, and we'll be serving them in their will.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, Christian Zionism, unfortunately, in the Protestant sector especially, but even in this kind of Jesuit, Catholic, Knight of Malta sector, this is unfortunately been the agenda for a number of decades, and they've really, you know, and I know that you're hostile to Christian theology in general and Semitic crap in general, but see, those of us out here, we're looking at it like, dude, you've totally misread this entire, to talking to these Christian Zionists, you've totally misread the entire thing. And I know that you and I aren't going to agree on that. We've only got a few minutes left, and I don't want to get into it.
Well, turning Christian Zionists into pro-white Christians would be a great thing. I'd consider that a step in the right direction. Positive Christianity could be a way to do that. The Third Reich tried that out a bit. But the point is, yeah, we need to get away from
you had a militant bunch of Catholics in the Third Reich. You have to admit that there were pro-white, like hardcore, like this is the last stand type of Catholics and Lutherans that were a part of the Third Reich, and unfortunately, we saw who won. Dennis Wise is really into that. Everybody check out New World Order Communism by the Back Door, and he kind of gives it that slant.
Well, to show these Christians what these Bolsheviks and Bolshevik proxies did to the Christians, not just in Germany and elsewhere, but in Russia itself, what they did to their own, that is the danger that people need to be made aware of. It's not going to come from, you know, pro-white heathens. We don't want to see Christians crucified on barn doors and whatnot.
Or democided, all that,
No, that's what's coming from the Jewish Bolsheviks. They're the real threat, and they always like to portray themselves as a great, loving, tolerant people with their loving rainbow diversity. The most intolerant and disgusting and depraved people you could possibly imagine. They just have a lot of money for marketing.
Yeah, and they have this ravenous, like, secret agenda inside their spirit to where they – on the outside, they pose as SJWs, but on the inside, they're like these devilish, ravenous wolves that want to just lash out at everybody. And unfortunately, so many of our people are caught up and suckered into that SJW trash.
You know, real quickly, concerning Christians and how they used to be a little bit different. Yeah. Basically, the number one radio broadcaster in the United States for some time was Father Coughlin.
Yeah.
And, well, this guy was railing against the Jews.
Yeah.
And he actually had a magazine called Social Justice that he put out. This was his publication. So I want to be a real social justice warrior. I want to fight for real social justice. Let's use those terms as they should be considered by their definitions. And not, you know, everything is turned upside down. These social justice warriors are fighting for the exact opposite of real social justice. They are fighting for the extermination of my people. They're fighting for the extermination of beauty and excellence. It's disgusting. But we should go back to some of those old ideas, like the, as I was saying, Father Coughlin. If a Christian wants to go look into what he was saying, I think that's a good step for sure.
Right on. And we're at the end of the program. Your prognosis, man, for the next 50 some odd days, what you think they got?
Wild.
It doesn't stop.
October surprise? I don't know. I think we're going to see a lot of surprises coming up. It's getting crazy.
Yeah. All right, man. I want to thank you for being on and staying up late. And I really hope the listeners liked the material tonight. And I'm sure this will be up on the Renegade Tribune. It'll be up on Hooli's blog, blogspot.com. So make sure you share this one around. And I thought we covered some good ground tonight, Kyle, and I appreciate you being here, man.
Thanks for having me on, and I do want to remain optimistic about this future here that we have. I think we could do great things in the time that we have, but we should act quickly. Time is running out.
All right, thanks, man. See ya.
Take care.
You hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate lime scale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
Attention CPAP users, stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.